This is Bigger Pockets Daily, and I'm your host, Tyler. If you're ready to learn about real estate investing and you're short on time, what do you say we jump right in?
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED lights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord. How much does an Airbnb host make? By Scott Gibson. All right, are you considering this? Listing your property on Airbnb? Well, understanding how much an Airbnb host can make before you even do that as a short-term rental, that's crucial. Factors affecting profitability include Airbnb fees, property maintenance, occupancy rates, and of course, location. With fierce competition in the Airbnb rental market, understanding all these factors is crucial for increasing your rental income potential. Getting started as an Airbnb host can be a great way to earn passive income. That's what we're all after anyway, right? While some hosts make substantial profits, regular rental income is not guaranteed here. So what can you do to run a successful vacation rental business on Airbnb? Great question. Here are 9 key factors that can impact your income potential. First, a quick snapshot into Airbnb hosting. So an Airbnb host is someone who rents space in their property to guests, of course. The rental space can be a spare bedroom, part of their house, a boat, or an entire property. Earning extra income is the primary appeal of becoming an Airbnb host. Also, vacation rental owners enjoy various tax benefits, flexibility, and meeting new people. According to Airbnb, the average host makes around $1,150 per month. However, earnings from vacation rental properties depend on several factors. That's just the average. For example, dynamic pricing strategies can significantly increase income on holiday weekends. Also, Airbnb properties in popular travel destinations or near convention centers can make more money because of higher occupancy rates. Now, we take a look at the 9 factors that influence Airbnb earnings. Earning passive income from vacation rental properties depends on several things. Of course, daily rates, cleaning expenses, Airbnb fees, and the seasonality impact your bottom line. However, location, 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 pricing strategy, and user experience are other factors impacting your profit. Let's look in detail at 9 factors influencing your STR income. STR, by the way, short-term rental. All right, number 1, pricing strategy. The daily rate you charge guests is one of the most crucial factors impacting your earnings. Charge too much, scare everybody off. However, if you charge too little, you're not going to make enough as a vacation rental host to even cover your expenses. Rather than charging a flat rate, a dynamic pricing strategy can boost your profit potential. A pricing strategy should consider market fluctuations, competition, season, and local events. It's also vital that the standard of accommodation and nightly rate meet your guests' expectations. Number 2, recurring expenses. Monthly expenses significantly impact Airbnb earnings. Operating expenses for a successful vacation rental include utilities, cleaning services, and maintenance. Therefore, knowing how your outgoing expenses will impact your profit potential is vital when setting a budget. So here's just a brief list of the typical fixed and variable expenses you can expect as an Airbnb host. Housekeeping. This includes cleaning, laundry, toilet paper, toiletries, and supplies, all that stuff. Insurance. So monthly vacation rental insurance is a necessary expense for Airbnb hosts. Airbnb does offer free comprehensive protection included in the booking fees. However, having additional insurance coverage for things like floods or other natural disasters is still going to be a good idea. Maintenance. Regular repairs and preventative maintenance help keep your Airbnb property in good order. Depending on your vacation rental business model, you could hire a property management company or even local professionals, or just do the repairs yourself. Utilities. Yeah, these are some of the highest variable expenses when operating an Airbnb. Gas, electricity, water, internet, heating, and lawn care, all of those. The good news is that a whole bunch of expenses associated with Airbnb rental accommodations are tax deductible. All right, factor number 3, location. Choosing a suitable location for buying an Airbnb rental is vitally important. Duh. Location is a significant factor that impacts your earnings. So ideally, you want to purchase an investment property in a desirable, low-crime neighborhood. And remember, Airbnb guests will also leave reviews about how safe they felt. Researching the location is also vital to ensure Airbnb rentals are permitted. For example, San Francisco limits the number of properties a host can list. But in Dallas, short-term rentals are not allowed in certain neighborhoods. In a whole bunch of other cities, permits are necessary for STRs. Number 4, seasonality. Seasonal demand greatly impacts your earnings. Peak seasons attract more people, meaning you can charge premium rates. However, demand is lower in off-peak seasons, and it might be necessary to adjust nightly rates to attract more guests. However, seasonal demand gives you time to conduct necessary repairs and maintenance in the rental property. Fluctuating demand during the week also affects your earnings. So, for example, it's common for business people to travel on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Therefore, a lot of Airbnb hosts increase nightly rates during these days, and even on weekends, too. Number 5, Airbnb host fees. Airbnb fees also impact earnings. Most hosts pay a flat 3% per booking. For example, if you charge $100 per night for a 3-night stay, plus $50 for a cleaning fee, in that case, you'd earn roughly $339.50. So to keep your prices competitive and maximize earnings, it's also possible to charge fees for extra guests and pets. These fees must be entirely transparent when guests book accommodations. Moving right along with number 6, occupancy rate. So, occupancy rates directly impact the success of vacation rental businesses. More bookings mean increased revenue and a better return on investment. However, it's vital to maintain competitive pricing to ensure you generate a healthy profit while offering an excellent experience. Here are 2 reasons why high occupancy rates are crucial. Number 1, Airbnb guests tend to choose listings with higher occupancy rates when booking. Number 2, Airbnb's search algorithm considers various factors, including the occupancy rate, in search listing results. Number 7, reviews. Woof! Reviews indirectly impact earnings from rental properties, for sure. Reviews on Airbnb are so important for both hosts and guests. They help to establish trust, improve your reputation, and increase revenue through word of mouth. Some studies suggest that reviews and ratings impact listing prices. So, for example, travelers typically use Airbnb reviews and ratings to find value for money accommodations. I know I do. The higher the daily rate, the higher the rating guests expect. However, if the standard of accommodation doesn't reflect reviews, guests will be inclined to leave poorer reviews. Number 8, user experience. Ensuring guests enjoy the experience of living in your vacation rental can significantly boost potential earnings, as you can imagine. Positive guest experiences result in, of course, favorable reviews, go back to number 7, and repeat bookings, boosting income. Conversely, a poor user experience can lead to negative reviews, decreased demand, and lower earnings. You can often enjoy higher occupancy rates and increased profitability by prioritizing guest satisfaction. One study found that guests often blame themselves if the vacation rental doesn't meet expectations. Interesting. These feelings of regret and dissatisfaction often result in overly negative reviews because of their bad experience. The result is fewer subsequent bookings because of poor ratings. All right, number 9, our last one, amenities. Amenities do play a pivotal role in vacation rental earnings. Yeah, location, daily rates, marketing, all vital factors affecting your earnings, but super fast Wi-Fi, fully equipped kitchens, comfortable lounge areas, and a barbecue can make listings stand out and let you command higher prices. By investing in amenities, you enhance the overall guest experience. This factor also indirectly improves financial returns for hosts. You increase the chances of more satisfied customers, better reviews, and top star ratings. Example earnings, annual. Let's take a look. So the best way to learn how much you could make as an Airbnb host is to compare similar properties in the area. Work out the average daily rate and multiply it by the occupancy rate. This is going to give you a rough estimate of what average hosts make in your neighborhood. Of course, running a successful Airbnb business differs from traditional renting. Some recurring expenses are variable, while others are fixed. Also, occupancy rates and location can greatly impact your earnings. Just a quick snapshot sample calculation of annual earnings based on per-stay expense assumptions. Let's say your daily rate is $100, your cleaning fee is $20, host fees are $3.60 or 3%, utilities, $30. Calculate an average daily rate. So adding the daily rate and cleaning fee minus the host fees and utilities means earning $106.40 per stay. So to calculate your annual earnings, multiply the per stay figure by the target occupancy rate. A good Airbnb occupancy rate of 65% and above is ideal, although some cities do have higher rates. That means you expect bookings for at least 237 days in the year. Therefore, your annual Airbnb earnings for the example property would be $25,216.80. However, you should also deduct income taxes and annual property maintenance. So how much could you earn in your area as an Airbnb host? Why not check out this resource we have at BiggerPockets.com, the Bigger Pockets Airbnb calculator, to find out. Let's take a look at some tips on maximizing your Airbnb earnings as a host. Whether you're a first-time Airbnb host or an experienced pro, a few key things can help to maximize your earnings. here are some tips on how to increase potential revenue. Increase occupancy. Of course, you could offer additional sleeping space to increase earnings. Like a sleeper sofa could accommodate two more people. You could also consider making your place kid and pet friendly and accessible for people with disabilities. Use a dynamic pricing strategy. Track availability trends, competitor prices, seasonal demand, and special events. You can charge more during high demand times, school vacations, and holiday seasons. An effective pricing strategy can help boost occupancy rates and earnings. Optimize your listing. Make sure your listing stands out from competitors. Hire a professional photographer to showcase the best features of your property and the surrounding area. Offer a super guest experience. I mean, come on, don't be satisfied with just basic stuff like Wi-Fi, kitchen condiments, and a washer and dryer. Consider using small, thoughtful touches to impress your guests. A few ideas, like a complimentary welcome basket, high-quality linens and towels, fancy soaps, board games, game consoles, and chargers. I love arcade games. Do that. I'll stay in your place. Keep the place clean, too. Ensure the living space is always immaculately clean and welcoming and smells nice. Guests typically pay a cleaning fee and don't want to feel like they're shortchanged, either. Also, a pretty good idea to reset kitchen cupboards and drawers after each guest. Become an Airbnb super host. If you want to attract more guests and boost your earnings, of course you do. Become a super host. This ensures your property stands out among the competition. To become and remain a super host, you gotta maintain a 4.8 star rating. Woof. Embrace social media marketing. Use social media platforms like Instagram, Facebook, and X, formerly Twitter, to expand your reach and increase your bookings. For example, create a social media account for your Airbnb. You could post high-quality photos, videos, and updates. Additionally, guests could share their experiences of their stay. Partner with local businesses. You could collaborate with local businesses like restaurants, spas, and tour operators to offer deals and discounts. They also may be willing to cross-promote your services. Offer some add-on services too. So if you live near your vacation rental, consider offering add-on services. These can include airport transfers, home-cooked meals, tours, and bicycle rentals. You can also use local, organic, or sustainable products. This is so cool. Increase your experience by offering eco-friendly products. So, for example, are there local producers selling products like soaps or shampoos? Just use them. Use these toiletries in bathrooms and offer larger quantities for guests to buy. You could even use natural cleaning products and install energy-efficient appliances. All right, let's wrap up today. Some final thoughts. Becoming an Airbnb host can be a fantastic way to earn passive income. You can boost occupancy, rates, and earnings by having a pricing strategy, keeping the property well-maintained, and focusing on customer experience. And at the same time, keeping an eye on expenses is crucial to ensure you enjoy healthy returns on your short-term rental investment. Thanks for checking out this episode of Bigger Pockets Daily. Remember, every Wednesday, there's a new investor story on the Bigger Pockets Real Estate Podcast. And they drop a listener question-focused episode to start the week off and end the week with news, how-to, and other tactical shows to help you stay current in this market. So check out all the new releases every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with David, Rob, and a variety of real estate experts. Only 3 days a week? Sheesh, slackers. But seriously, check out the show. You can search for it on your podcast app or go to biggerpockets.com/podcast. Meanwhile, I'll meet you back here tomorrow.